Hello, welcome to part one of this rural-themed episode of Hashtag Health Podcast. I'm this episode's host, Aaron Lewis, a second-year medical student studying at the Schulich School of Medicine and Dentistry. Today I have a special guest joining me on the show, the one and only Dr. Ken Milne, an ER physician currently spread across southwestern Ontario, keeping rural ERs open. Ken is the host of the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine podcast, and is currently the chair of rural medicine at the Gateway Center for Excellence in Rural Health, based out of Goderich, Ontario. Dr. Milne has joined the Hashtag Health Show today to speak about the idea of postal code medicine and the realities of where you live determining your health outcomes, and about his experience practicing in rural environments. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and what drew you to practice in rural areas versus urban healthcare?
Oh, I like that intro about the one and only. My son always says, you're unique, just like everyone else. So yeah, we are all unique, but yeah, we're just like everybody else. So a little bit about myself. Well, what would I calculate my PGY to be? I think I'm getting close to a PGY 30, but I still feel like a new grad. I've still got that, I love rural medicine, rural rocks, but I think I'm getting close to a PGY 30. It's just crazy. Anyways, I went to Western, Purple and Proud, for my undergrad. Oh, yeah. And was a real nerd and did research. And so I'd been doing research, I know that, for 40 years, because I started back in 1990. Oh, God, this is getting crazy now. 1983. Oh. So started doing research, got into Western, loved it, did a master's at Western. And then, I went west, young man. I went out to Calgary to medical school, and then, of course, came home to Western and did my residency here, and then started off in rural practice. 1997, went off and started working in the prettiest town in Canada, Goderich. And that I can back that up with a reference. Yes, it was awarded the prettiest town in Canada. So I'm not going to make statements that I can't back up. No assertions without some evidence. Yeah, and so I started working there. I met Dr. Jim Rourke, who was the head of, I think they called it undergraduate rural medicine. I think that's so it was for the undergrads. And wow, it was really exciting time. I got to help launch what's called Discovery Week now at Western, but it was called Rural Week when we started. Oh yeah, it was rural. And we took all first year students for their last week of medical school and put them out into a rural community. And it was so much fun. I did that program for 3 years, ran it. And then it changed to Discovery Week, where we started including larger communities. And I also ended up starting a program called the Saugeen River Run. And we'd take, a couple of dozen people that were just as passionate, about rural medicine as I was. And we took them camping for the May long weekend. And we went canoeing and paddling and had fireside chats and riverside teaching sessions and did that for 3 years. And some family issues caught up, i.e., kids started and all that stuff, got really busy, new practice. But yeah, that's a little bit about me and how I got started in rural medicine and love it.
That's great. Discovery Week still happens. I got placed in Hanover for my my Discovery Week last
year. Hanover, great, yeah.
Had a wonderful time, which is back in my neck of the woods where I'm from anyway, from Kincardine. So.
Oh, Kincardine. Oh, you're from Kincardine. Yeah, oh, big things happening in Kincardine. But they have, understand that joke. They have a great group in Hanover. Really, really strong team. I work there in their emergency department from time to time for relief work for them. And geez, what a great group they have there.
It was so great. Really great teachers, really great things happening rurally. So in the intro, we brought up a term called postal code medicine. It's the idea that seems to go against what was originally proposed in the Canada Health Act. Can you elaborate this idea and the history of it?
Well, the history of the Canadian Health Act. Doodly-doo, doodly-doo, doodly-doo. I see you spare no expense on audio technology here, but no, I did a little time travel there. The Canadian Health Act had five things, and one of the five things is that your access to care should be accessible, right? So you should have accessibility to care. And one of the barriers to accessibility to care is how far away you are from a tertiary care center sometimes. And so the whole idea of postal code medicine is that we should not be treating people based upon their postal code. It's foundational that we should be treating people based upon their need. And that doesn't mean you need a neurosurgeon in every small hospital. You can't have a neurosurgeon in Kincardine, Hanover, Exeter, Strathroy, wherever. I've got to use places outside of Ontario because I know you've got a Canadian audience. So, but you can't have a neurosurgeon everywhere. They're a scarce medical resource. But what you should have is a system to ensure that people have access when they need it. So that means a robust ground transportation for EMS, a robust HEMS helicopter or fixed wing. So out in Alberta, they have STARS and they are STARS. Here in Ontario, it's like Orange, you glad we called? We get a hold of Orange and they help us out with Criticall. And so no matter where you present, at least for postal code medicine, I think you should get robust primary care because primary care is the foundation of our healthcare system. But on the flip side of that foundational stuff, when the poop hits the fan and you have an emergency, you should have timely access to appropriate emergency care that may involve just stabilization and transport. They may be able to take you care of you in that center. So in Hanover, you can get your appendix taken out there. Right? That's the emergency. You can get it taken out there. But if you have an intracranial bleed or you have trauma, you will get stabilized. And then we have a system to make sure that you can get access to that tertiary care center. And we work as a team. And so postal code medicine, I think, really comes down to we're all on team patient. We're not all these silos and playing on our own teams. And, oh, you're the rural guy. You're the urban guy. You're the academic. You're the non-academic. You're the primary care physician. We're a specialist. It's like, no, we're all playing on team patient. And it doesn't matter what your postal code is. What's the most important? I mean, there'll be things associated with your postal code that it'll make it more challenging. I get that. One of the reasons I work in rural medicine is because I love those challenges. But it should be based upon the patient's need.
Definitely. And that's a really great system that we have, especially with Orange in Ontario for transporting all these. I mean, just where I live in London, we're over the flight path of the Orange helicopters. So you can definitely see.
It's exciting when you see them come in, right?
Yeah. And it's just like, how many times a day they fly in and out and over. And you just kind of know, oh, someone's in trouble, but at least they're
getting
stats are
pretty impressive for Orange too. The amount of patients they transport around. A good friend of mine is Dr. Sean Moore, and he works up in Kenora, and I've done some relief work up in Kenora, and it's a different system there because in Kenora, you're the receiving hospital because they're flying people from either farther up north and they're landing to see you at a secondary center. And it's like, oh, you're not often flying them out. You're it's way more likely that you're receiving people and Orange is landing there in a helicopter pad. But he gave a presentation recently, and I'm trying to remember the specifics, but he said the distance from Kenora, from their helicopter pad to Dallas, Texas, was a shorter distance than going from Kenora to Ottawa. And I think, you know, some of their clinical services have to be transferred to Ottawa or some, it was something like that, that, you know, transporting these people within Ontario from Kenora to wherever he was, it would have been shorter to go to Dallas, Texas. That's the vastness and the beauty, but the vastness of Canada and Ontario specifically in this case, and those distances that Orange is helping us traverse. It's just great.
Thanks for tuning in to the first of our two-part feature with Dr. Milne. Join us again next time for part two.